I was no longer disposed to object. We went together to the roof and stood on a ladder, peeping out of the roof door. No Martians were to be seen, and we ventured out on the tiles and slipped down under shelter of the parapet. From this position, a shrubbery hid the greater portion of Putney, but we could see the river below, a bubbly mass of red weed, and the low parts of Lambeth flooded in red. The red creeper swarmed up the trees about the old palace, and their branches stretched, gaunt and dead, and set with shriveled leaves from amid its clusters. It was strange how entirely dependent both these things were upon flowing water for their propagation. About us neither had gained a footing. Laburnums, pink maize, snowballs, and trees of arborvitae rose out of laurels and hydrangeas, green and brilliant, into the sunlight. Beyond Kensington, dense smoke was rising, and that and a blue haze hid the northward hills. The artilleryman began to tell me of the sort of people who still remained in London.
"One night last week," he said, "some fools got the electric light in order, and there was all Regent Street and the circus ablaze, crowded with painted and ragged drunkards, men and women, dancing and shouting till dawn. A man who was there told me. And as the day came, they became aware of a fighting machine, standing near by the Langham, and looking down at them. Heaven knows how long he had been there. It must have given some of them a nasty turn. He came down the road toward them, and picked up nearly 100, too drunk or frightened to run away."
Grotesque gleam of a time no history will ever fully describe. From that, in answer to my questions, he came round to his grandiose plans again. He grew enthusiastic. He talked so eloquently of the possibility of capturing a fighting machine that I more than half believed in him again. But now that I was beginning to understand something of his quality, I could divine the stress he laid on doing nothing precipitately. And I noted that now there was no question that he personally was to capture and fight the great machine. After a time, we went down to the cellar. Neither of us seemed disposed to resume digging, and when he suggested a meal, I was nothing loath. He became suddenly very generous, and when we had eaten, he went away and returned with some excellent cigars. We lit these, and his optimism glowed. He was inclined to regard my coming as a great occasion.
"There's some champagne in the cellar," he said.
"We can dig better on this Thames side Burgundy," said I.
"No," said he, "I am host today. Champagne. Great God, we've a heavy enough task before us. Let us take a rest and gather strength while we may. Look at these blistered hands.